Welcome to episode 5 of The Budget Is No. The Budget Is No is where we dive deeper into how other industries, organizations, and individuals connect with people, resulting in a lasting, meaningful experience. We talk about coming up with ways to do this when there's limited resources and the budget is no.
Hi, this is Katie.
And this is Elizabeth.
And you're listening to The Budget Is No.
Yes, and happy 4th of July, because this episode is releasing on the 4th of July, so I hope you're doing something fun in a backyard at a pool somewhere.
Yeah, and for all of our non-US listeners, hope you're enjoying the summer somewhere else.
And I'm sad that you don't get to have fireworks and hot dogs and beer by the pool.
Yes, so with that being said, we also have a very 4th of July summer episode theme for you today.
Yes, so I was looking at Twitter a couple days ago, and I came across a sponsored tweet by Coca-Cola, and it was kind of a retro-y video, and they were talking about how the new cans of Coke had a wristband on them as part of the packaging.
Okay.
So you would just tear off the packaging. You could scan it using their scannable codes plus their mobile app to receive prizes and all these different summer experiences.
Oh, okay. So we actually have 2 Coke bottles in studio today with us. Thanks to E-George for going and purchasing these so we could try them out.
I immediately went to the gas station and tried to find these bottles to kind of check it out and see what it was all about. So I think we're just going to go through kind of a little bit about the campaign and actually peel these off and scan them and see what, if we win anything.
Yeah. And so we actually just went through, we downloaded the Coke app to our phone first, which is a free app, and it was super easy. We just went to the app store, downloaded the Coca-Cola app. And to start out, they actually have a, there's this little tiny code. It's not a QR code.
I think they call them sip and scans.
Sip and scans? Okay. Oh, yeah. You mentioned that in our Spotify episode. The sip and scan is on the outside, and it says open coke.com on phone and scan here. So I actually just did that. And the first thing that popped up through the app, it was a Stranger Things promo. It was a little video of Stranger Things with the theme song playing, and it was like, I don't know, 30 seconds.
Yeah, not very long.
So I'm curious to know, once we rip the bottom half of this label off, if it has something to do with Stranger Things or what this prize is going to be, or if maybe by chance we will win a trip to France to see the U.S. women's soccer team play. I don't know. There are so many options.
Possibilities are endless. I was doing some research on this campaign and why Coke decided to launch this, and so I came across an article from their website with one of their brand directors talking about how they were inspired to do this campaign. And basically they said, I'm just going to quote from the article, the brand director said that, quote, "We saw the opportunity to invite people to enjoy an ice-cold Coca-Cola and make their summer months better, from road trips to sitting at the bus stop on a sweltering day, to experiences like the ones we're offering through the campaign." And Katie, you looked at their website to kind of see the experiences that we could possibly win.
I did. I went through their website, and they actually had a youth soccer team in, I think it was Orlando. So they had partnered with the U.S. women's soccer team. Coca-Cola, I think, is a big sponsor of the U.S. women's soccer team. And they sponsored them to go to Orlando. And this youth girls soccer team was able to meet the U.S. women's soccer team by wearing these wristbands through a partnership with them. And they were able to meet half of the U.S. women's soccer team, get to take photos with them, meet them, play on the field with them, take all these photos, get their autographs, a really cool in-person experience just by using these wristbands. So a very cool experience. Obviously, that's like a huge sponsorship opportunity. Obviously, that is not really The Budget Is No. But you can take away from that of, again, getting your community together. Obviously, those girls are really into soccer. Coke partnered with a soccer team, the U.S. women's soccer team, and figured out a way to partner with somebody that would get brand recognition out there for them. So a way that you could use this in your own event or in your own community.
So in addition to the experience, first of all, I want to say I would have died. Like, I adored the 99.
Oh, 1999, Mia Hamm.
Brandi Chastain.
I'm pretty sure all of us were recreating the ripping our shirt off in our sports bra moment. Yes.
With the black Nike sports bra. It was the black.
Absolutely,
Nike.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I would have died. And I think as part of that, they also introduced these limited editions Believe wristbands that were actually created from the red goal nets of the 2019 She Believes Cup. So, being the special I Believe 20-ounce Coke bottle, and then attending one of the U.S. Women's National Team send-off series games. So they're taking you just drinking a Coke, buying a Coke from the store, to an actual on-site experience. So you're gonna, yeah.
They're taking it full circle.
Yeah. And I mean, I think for soccer fans who obviously love the game, like, being able to have a bracelet with those goal nets, I think is really cool and will help you, yeah.
I mean, it helps you connect with your fan base at all different points of interaction. So from going into a gas station to just buying a Coke to obviously enjoying that Coke and drinking that Coke and, you know, doing that on like a daily basis and just happening to rip off this wristband and seeing what you get, then to experiencing something and being able to win something like that and going to an actual full-on experience with one of your favorite teams, whether it be soccer, in this case it was the women's soccer team, Coke was able to do a full-on campaign.
Helps them accomplish the goal of their campaign, which was to have a package-driven program to unlock epic experiences.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Thanks, Coke. So, Katie, I think you have a couple ideas on how you could use this at your event, whether you have a big budget or a small budget.
Yeah, and like I said before, obviously, we don't all have
Coke money.
Coca-Cola sponsorship dollars. However, you could take this idea and implement it within your own event with very, very minimal expenses. So one of the ways you could do this is you could actually hand out wristbands at your own event, very inexpensive cost, and you could have your own codes printed on these wristbands. And you could do an entire campaign leading up to your event. You know, you could do hand them out to however many, the first attendees at registration, or you could include them in the first however many gift bags if you hand those out. And each code could mean something different. You could, you know, if you have a welcome party or something, you could have however many wristbands, people get two free signature cocktails at the welcome party, or they get to be the first ones if you have a celebrity that's going to be on site. They get to be the first ones in line to meet the celebrity. Something like that to be able to, you know, just kind of get that excitement going on site, get people excited, make it fun, something different. And that's an easy sponsorship opportunity. You could easily sell that to any of your brands that are at your show that might already have somebody that's going to be at the show, have a celebrity there. Again, bringing some fun back into your own event.
Most shows or events, we're talking about trade shows, I think a little more because that's our background.
That's our shows.
Most events all have show mobile apps. So I know there's ways that you can include either QR code scanners in your apps if you want to make sure everybody has access to a QR code scanner. iOS, like we mentioned in Spotify, lets you scan QR codes with the camera app.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not exactly sure what it is on Android, but those are at least two built-in ways that an attendee or somebody at your event can easily kind of interact. Yeah, but I love the idea of putting on wristbands. I mean, you could even print them on signage, flyers, like anything, any printed material that you can get in front of people to have these codes on them.
Yeah, and making them all different or having like a limited opportunity to get them something to, again, build excitement, make it fun. Everybody wants fun. Everybody wants entertaining. And it's just something different.
And feels exclusive if you limit it to the first 100 people through the door or the 500 VIP packages that you sell. Maybe not 500 for VIP, but 50
yeah.
maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, to give that like exclusive. And I'm sure if you made it really cute, if you have a more designy or artsy crowd, you could even crowdsource the design of the wristband.
Absolutely. That's a great idea.
You could make them fabric. I'm thinking like the South by Southwest wristbands, how they're those fabrics with a little tag on them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the possibilities are really endless of how you could leverage it and make it something that people want to experience.
Yeah, absolutely. I like that.
Very cool.
Well, should we test out our Cokes and take the wristbands off and see what we want?
Yes, I hope I win 2 tickets to the Women's World Cup final.
All right, let's see.
So Katie's going to go ahead and tear off her wristband, but basically it's just kind of the lower half of the packaging. It just has like a little line that says gently peel. It just, for packaging. Oh, and it's cute. It has a little like American flag. I'm going to go ahead and peel mine off while you're...
Yeah, it has a little American flag Coke bottles on the back of it, and it has another sip and scan code on the inside. So I'm going to open my app again and I'm scanning again to see.
Good.
It's validating.
Okay. I was failing miserably.
And E-George is now opening hers.
Oh, mine says I believe, and it mentions that they are Coca-Cola is the official fan refreshment of the U.S. Women's National Team.
Does that mean that you have won?
I don't know.
I scanned mine, and it says twist and explore. Does that mean?
Well, regardless of if I win, I think I can wear this bracelet when the U.S. women's team plays this afternoon.
That's true. I'm also going to try and do a little audio clip of opening a nice cold Coke. Did you hear that?
So refreshing. Okay, so I scanned mine, and it says, you've unlocked a new game. Explore a new twist on adventure and blast off to the Twisted Galaxy. Is that the one you got?
I don't really know what's happening. Well, turns out we aren't going to France.
Oh. Did you explore it to the back? Okay, so the AR experience brings up a little augmented reality, a little 3D model of the orange vanilla Coca-Cola. And so it says twist to explore. So if you just move your finger around, you look in the back, and it looks like it's giving me a little beach scene.
Oh, yours is a beach scene. Mine is an astronaut.
What? They're different?
Mm-hmm. I have tickets to France.
Oh, I'm so disappointed.
Maybe next time. Maybe we'll have to purchase another Coke.
Do red carpet movie premieres, Bass Pro Shops, you can treat yourself. A getaway weekend at Great Wolf Lodge, which is actually one of them is in our backyard.
Well, all of these are targeted towards
Dallas.
We had to put in our zip code to sign up for the app, and so they give you your targeted giveaways that are within your regional location.
And also in here, it looks like they have little interviews or videos of the women's soccer team, like Julie Ertz, Mallory Pugh, and more. And then also some baseball highlights. So, overall, I mean, pretty cool novelty experience.
Yeah.
A little complicated. I feel like we had to scan a couple times to figure out, like, what was going on.
Yeah, it was. I'm glad that we did it live because it
together.
Was together. Because, yeah, it was a little much, and there was a lot of scanning that was involved. So I think that there are ways that you could make it easier for your own attendees. Make it simple. Keep it simple, stupid. That's always a good way to go.
Yep.
But, yeah, it's a good takeaway. And, again, with these type of wristbands or any type of QR code scanning, super inexpensive, and a great way to just keep it fun.
And the article done by Coke had mentioned that this was the first major, like, experience they were doing. I think they said, like, in 8 years. So I was trying to think back. The last thing they probably did was debut those Coke bottles with your name on them.
Oh, yeah. Share a Coke with a friend?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Those are still fun. Can you still find those?
I don't know. And I know at one point they had destinations, so it could say share a Coke in, like, Hawaii, or I saw those.
Oh, okay.
So
I like that. That was a cute idea.
Yeah.
That was always fun, finding your name on a Coke. I don't even drink Cokes, but I would go and buy one just because I thought they were cute.
To put on your shelf?
Yeah. Or give to a friend. All right. Well, thank you for listening to another episode of The Budget Is No.
What's it called? Enjoy it real time and see if there was any chance we want an epic experience.
Yeah. And again, some good takeaways on how you can do it very inexpensive for your own event.
I think I was going to say, so I know we've talked in this episode and there was a lot of visuals that obviously you as somebody listening on your podcast app can't see. So we're going to post some of these pictures on Instagram and our Facebook, just so you can see what the bottle looked like. We'll take pictures of our wristbands so you can see kind of some of those examples.
Yeah. And shout out to EG's dad for our new sound equipment.
Thanks, Dad. You notice we might sound a little bit different. We finally upgraded from lavalier mics plugged into our phones, because that's what we already had, to actual microphones.
Plugged in to, I don't know what that thing is. Like an actual system.
I don't know. Something that lets us talk right into our computer. So we're hoping to finally make this thing legit.
Stepping up our game.
Whoop, whoop. So thanks, Dad.
But again, the budget is no.
I mean, I did reimburse him for the shipping up here, so. The budget is technically $14.50.
I'll pay you back for that.
Okay, cool. I'll Venmo you.
Enough of the budget for our newsletter to be the first to know about new episodes, updates to things we talk about, and cool things that Katie and Elizabeth are watching, reading, or thinking about. We won't spam you. Sign up on our website by clicking the newsletter tab. Find us on Apple Podcast app or Spotify. Visit our website, www.thebudgetisno.com. Instagram, Budget Is No Podcast. Facebook and Twitter. Like and subscribe and leave us a comment. Thanks for listening.